Before I say anything, how does it feel to have an ACC team come in here with a national championship, y'all? Can we get us ACC a round of applause, please? Finally, we took it away from the SEC, man. It's a blessing.
James, I know you and PJ are close. You guys came in at the same time. How much have you seen him grow like, since he's been there? I mean, he's one of the top corners in the country now.
Well, I throw against him every day. So, obviously, he's making me better. I'm trying to make him better, and the guys that I got to throw to are definitely making him better with him having to cover Kelvin and Rashad and even the new guys this year.
Jameis, first thing you said about getting the national title, being an Alabama kid and everything, talk about growing up with Auburn, Alabama all around you, probably not a whole lot of Florida State until you went there, but just talk about taking that away from you.
Like I tell these guys all the time, Auburn, Alabama, those are my rivalry games, and it's always good to play against your old high school rivalries, and it's important to us as Seminoles and the Seminole tribe and all Seminole Nation to have a national championship again back in Tallahassee.
As a rare underclassman Heisman Trophy winner, how does it feel when you're out there competing against players on a regular basis?
Well, it's more fun when you're out there and your teammates know that they share that trophy with me, because I told them after I did receive that award that it was their trophy too. But as an individual, I did receive it. But that's not as important as a national championship. But that was a true accomplishment as a team.
Do you ever hear from players on opposing teams?
Not really. I usually just focus on the Seminoles, and we stay in our own circle.
Janice, how do you feel you could possibly be better than last year? I mean, last year was so great for you and the team. Like we've asked PJ about how you guys stay hungry to get another one and not just happy with one, but how do you feel like as a quarterback you could be better?
Always having that chip on your shoulder is one important thing as a quarterback, and understanding the leadership and understanding how to get these guys to follow your footsteps. I mean, you gotta, as a good quarterback, you gotta be able to influence others. And that's one thing that I think that we do as leaders of our team. We are able to influence others and get people to play at levels that they didn't even think they could play at.
James, how's your life changed in 12 months?
It hasn't changed. I've been probably more in the spotlight, but I still do my daily routines. I go out there and ground with my teammates. We still have a little fun here and there. And we still got our mind set on winning another national championship. That's the most important thing.
What have you learned about being in the spotlight?
Well, I mean, as a quarterback, you always gonna get scrutinized, and you always gonna get praised. But that's the position that we play. It's the most scrutinized and praised position in sports. And you gotta learn that the leadership behind of it. And I definitely understand my leadership responsibilities for a national championship team and a team that won the Heisman Trophy.
How about the spotlight off the field?
Well, you know, it like I said, it comes with your territory. And, you know, always got to have a smile on your face. And that's why I said leadership is not only on the field. It's off the field, too. And I know I got a lot of young guys looking up to me. And I know I have a lot of support from my teammates as well.
James, how do you transition from like baseball shape to football shape, sort of from one sport?
Well, I have to get that to our baseball trainer. We call him Woody, Adam Ross, and Coach Vic Valora, because they have a set plan for me, and they have me doing specific workouts, keeping me in shape. Baseball, we eat real good at baseball on the road because we have a longer weekend. But football is more of a mental thing with me, other than those guys getting buffed like Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff. But I like watching film and preparing myself in football, even during baseball season, so I can balance both out.
James, how much momentum does winning the national championship bring into this season?
Thank you. Oh, we starting over, man. We starting over. We got
clean slate.
Clean slate, because we not really worried about defending the national championship. We worried about getting another one. You know, and that's the most important part, is going out there, keeping that chip on the shoulder, having the same purpose, same mentality, and getting what we want.
At any point in the offseason, did you ever see guys start to get a little comfortable or satisfied?
Yeah, we see guys do that, but it's our job as leaders of our team. Like, we're not getting complacent. We know that we have a job at hand. We know that we got to take care of our grades. And second, we gotta study. We gotta do individual things to help improve ourselves. Yeah.
James, how do you prepare yourself for the hype of a second hype? And as you said,
being a team manager. I don't think there's no way that you can't prepare, because that moment was so surreal last year. And all I can say is, I got my team back. Again, it's a relatively new team, but we got our offensive line back. We got some new additions to the wide receiving core. Our defense is better than ever, you know, and that's what I'm focusing on is our development and how our season is going to turn out.
Jameis, you lost some weapons in Kelvin and, you know, some of the other receivers, but you got Rashad back and Nick back. Talk about the weapons you're going to have this year compared to last year, and who's going to be some guys that you're going to look for big things that we can look for big things from.
I can sit here and name every one of my wide receivers, starting from Christian Green, Rashad Green, Kermit Whitfield, Bobo, Isaiah Jones. We got Travis Rudolph, a new addition. He's going to be fantastic. Herman Lane is having a tremendous summer. Javon, he's a new freshman that we have. And Scooter Hagans, we glad to have him back because he was injured last year. And even we want walk-ons here on the field, you know. We know that only in the year, you that's the only, like, a team has a one-year lifespan in college football. So we know that we lost KB, and he was a great addition to our team. But we got new guys that they're coming, they're prepared to play. They really stepping up. And the most important thing is we got our offensive line back. We lost Stork, which is we're gonna miss him. But Austin Barron has had plenty of starts, and he even started as a true freshman in some games. So it's about developing those guys and getting those guys to have the same mentality that those guys had last year. It's not, I mean, go ahead.
PJ, same question for you. Losing a guy like LaMarcus, who was a cornerstone for you guys, who are some guys on defense that we can, other than yourself, that we can expect to see some big things out of?
Our defense backfield is real deep. So all around, like, everyone has a little experience from last year and a couple years ago. We got some freshmen stepping up, and that's going to do real good. Me, myself, Jalen Ramsey, all stepping up, being vocal leaders and leaders on the field to other players. So. And also Tyler Hunter, which got hurt last year and that didn't get to play. He back 100% this year, and we're looking to have a great year.
Jameis, how good is the competition in practice knowing that you're going up to the town? Does that carry a day in and day out?
Oh, we look at it as we playing the best team every day in practice. You know, our defense is arguably one of the best defenses in the country, and I know that. And we have one of the most prolific offenses in the country, and they know that. So, definitely, it's a lot of fun when you get the chance to go against guys that you know are going to be future first-round picks and guys like Mario Edwards that's going to be rushing you all the time. It's going to give you the best competition is at practice. I mean, that's a comfortable feeling when you can just go into a game just saying, like, hey, I've been playing against the best players at practice.
Can it get a little heated out there?
Oh, it always gets heated. I'm telling you.
James, how do you handle the pressure? James, given the experience you had in your first year at quarterback at Florida State, what about it has given you the hunger to make it a four-year experience?
Well, you know, 4 years, I really can't focus on that right now. What I am focused on, I can't tell you about the past, I can't tell you about the future, but I can tell you about right now. And right now, it's about us developing as a team, us having another successful season, us getting young guys, you know, regroup, watching film, get them doing their thing, because I can't predict the future.
James, when you go through pregame
routine,
what do you do to kind of get yourself ready for
these big games? Listen to music. You know, big games is what we do. We love big game atmospheres at Florida State. If you're not prepared or ready to go and step into the battlefield with your brother in a big game, well, you probably won't be seeing the field.
When you guys went into the final game last year, it was top five versus top five. What was your, thought process like?
Well, one thing that I can compliment myself on that. It was, I got the guys fired up, like, let them know, like, we're better than them. All the hype that everyone gets before a game, people focus on the crowd, people focus on TV and all that stuff, but when it comes down, those two teams inside those lines, it comes down to who wants it more. And we knew that we wanted it, and Clemson had a great team with Sammy and Taj, but we knew that us being the underdogs, we love feeling like we're the underdogs because that gives us that extra motivation that we need.
With those guys gone, Sammy and Taj, and you know, Clemson, what do you expect that game to be like this year since you guys got that one at home, Florida at home, Notre Dame at home? Kind of like what I asked PJ, talk about having those big games in town.
I expect every team that we play against this year is going to play their best game. No doubt about it. Because right now we can say that we're on top. We can say that we're number one. But every team is going to come with it. That's one thing that you got to love about this conference. You got to love about the game of football, especially when you're on top. People are always trying to knock you off there. And that's another chip that we got on our shoulder because we know everybody's coming to beat Florida State Seminoles. We know that.
How do you handle the high expectations of Jameis? Everyone expected you personally to be just as good as you were last year, and everyone expected his team to win the ACC and challenge for the national title.
Well, as players, we got high expectations, you know, and so that's internal with us. So of course we don't want to go out there and have a bad season. We want to have a successful season. We want to get improvements. We want to see players grow as the season goes on, and that's what happened last year. Everyone got better as the season went on, and that's how you win championships.
James, you said, you know, one of the parts of leadership is this role that you have now is keeping that smile on your face every day. As this stuff has unfolded over this last year and all that's happened with you, has it been harder to do that? Has there been days where it's just you haven't wanted to come out and kind of put that smile on your face?
Of course not, because I got support for everybody, from the fans, from my teammates, from Coach Fisher, and our coaching staff. And when you got a true family and you got true support from everyone from all over the place, you know, you can go into your class and have a smile on your face. You can go in and focus while you're watching film, just knowing like, hey, on Saturday, I'm going to be in my sanctuary. We're going to play a game. We're going to most likely win that game, and we're going to celebrate on Sunday.
PJ, how's Coach Kelly different?
I don't think it's much of a difference at all. Coach Pruitt, he was a great coach. He helped lead us to the national championship. He was a great teacher. And I think I'm very confident in what Coach Kelly got us doing. And I think he'll do the same thing. We got one of the best defenses. We got a lot of talent. So I think he'll lead us to another one. So.
You guys installed new stuff this year. Have you seen
more
stuff be
better than defense? Nah, not at all. We run pretty much the same defense, same stuff, same scheme. So.
James, this is a two-part question. You had a season as a redshirt freshman, people call transcendent. Now Clemson has a five-star freshman named Deshaun Watson. First part would be, what advice would you give him for handling things on the field and then for handling things off the field?
Well, he has to get on the field first. And I seen him play in high school, and I think he's an outstanding player. But the main thing is influence. As a young quarterback, you have to get that respect, you have to get that trust, and that's one thing that at Florida State, they allowed me to come in and take that position. Obviously, I had a great privilege of sitting behind EJ for a year before I stepped into that fire, and he probably get thrown in the ring early, but I wish him the best of luck, because I seen this game, I respect this game, but it's about Florida State, man. It's about Florida State, and I guarantee you, PJ not worried about a five-star, because in college football, we don't worry about stars. We worry about wins and championship.
James, you said you guys embraced the underdog role, but you guys are picked by a lot of people, 12-0, maybe undefeated the whole year. So how does the motivation change maybe in the locker room when you guys are prohibited favorites?
It doesn't change, because to us, we always got to get better. You know, if we stand out there and be complacent, that's how you get... That's how you get your tails kicked. To us, we always got something. Like, we know our whys and why we play. We go out there and play every Saturday or sometimes Thursday for a man that's having to face something devastating in his life every single day with his son. And we know where we come from. We don't come from, not all of us, like some of us, come from big houses and, you know, golden spoons, but we know where we come from. We know our whys of why we go out there and fight every day, and why we have our brothers that support us. We know why we do this. So complacency, being, you know, comfortable. We never feel comfortable, because when you're feeling comfortable, it's not right.
James, KD has really forged a really strong relationship with Cam Newton. Wanted to know, how did you see Kelvin? What was y'all's relationship like? And is it surprising at all that he's so tight with the quarterback?
I tell KB every time I talk to him, it's a blessing that he gets the opportunity to play with Cam. You know, because as I was coming up, I always loved Cam's game. And I feel like we have some similar qualities. Obviously, he's better. But by KB coming from me to Cam, that's amazing. I think he's really going to help Cam out. And I know Cam is always going to have an influence on his players. And they're going to have probably one of the most dynamic combinations in the NFL.
How much you enjoyed working out with Jordan and Charlie Ward?
It was a great time, because we got the opportunity to get it was a father and kid event, and Charlie Ward is such a great mentor to me and such a great father to his kids. And by me going out there and seeing that these fathers are taking these kids to the camps, and I had the opportunity to speak with the kids, and it was a little kid out. He was like 9 years old. And I let him stand up while I was talking to him. And he said one thing. He said, "I don't always get viewed as the biggest player. I don't always get viewed as the best player." He said, "But I'm always going to try. I'm always going to do everything that I want to do, no matter who tells me I'm little, no matter who tells me I'm not good enough." And that touched me, because when you see something like that coming out of a little kid's mouth, when he don't know what the real world has for him, that gives you chills through your body, because you know, hey, this kid gets it. Even though he probably not going to be the tallest, he probably won't be the fastest, but he'll be a successful person just because of the way he thinks.
And last, for both of you gentlemen, are you excited about the playoffs this year?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to me. It's a better chance for more teams to have a chance to go to the playoffs instead of just two teams getting picked to go. So it's pretty cool. And then the last two teams get to play in pretty much two bowl games, so it'll be a fun experience, and that's being able to play another game. So we love playing, so big games. Yeah, that's what it should be called.
Kind of piggybacking on that question, which would you guys prefer, the playoff system or the BCS?
Well, we support anything that is more football. You know, obviously the computers made some people angry, and it made some people happy. But we support what the NCAA is doing with the new trophy. We got an opportunity to touch that bad boy. And anything that promotes more football and gets people, like, more active in it, like playoffs, like that's like high school, you know? And we love being in the playoffs. It kind of, it's like NFL, too. You know, it's that game to make it to the show. And to us, that's another thing that keeps a chip on our shoulder, because we know, hey, we're going to make it to this game, and then we got an opportunity to make it to the show, you know? So that's I love the playoff system.
James, do you think a one-loss ACC team, do you think you'll have to go undefeated to make the college
football playoff? We have high expectations. So a loss is definitely not in our vocabulary at this point, but I can't really speak on that.
James, given what's happened off the field, you feel necessary to be more circumspect and careful in your personal life these days?
Well, definitely. But as a leader, you have to accept the role, and you have to live up to it. And that's one thing I have learned this past season, because I know I'm in the spotlight. And I know I got these guys depending on me. I know I got Coach Fisher depending on me. I know I got the most important thing, I got my family depending on me. And that's comes from me maturing. It comes from me seeing the real world, seeing how things are going to go, seeing how people have the different types of perspectives about me as a person and everything. But as an individual that's always trying to get better every single day, I know that I have to be able to live up to that hype everywhere I go. I have a certain standard that I got to hold myself up to, and if I go even an inch below that standard, it's It's going to be chaos.
How difficult was it to learn that?
It wasn't difficult at all, because you learn from your mistakes in this world, and I learned from my mistakes. I fixed it, and I moved on into preparing for this season.
Can you just going along with that question? How do you think you handled this problem? And the extra media attention?
I think I've done a good job, you know, but that's from the support of my teammates. You know, I couldn't have did it without them. I could have done it without the support of Coach Fisher. And I had support. Whatever.
Do you think there's a sense of responsibility when you win that trophy, when you win that Heisman Trophy, know that you're going to be in the spotlight a little bit more?
Definitely. I believe that I don't have a problem with the spotlight, you know, because I want to be in that situation. Like I was telling the guys, I would rather be in a bad situation than them, because I know that I'm going to handle it. And I know that they're going to be there for me. So I have no worries.
Was the spotlight that you thought would be like the dream of winning championships?
I mean, I don't know the true definition of the spotlight, because I'm just being myself. You know, if cameras want to be on me, or if a kid want to ask me for an autograph, I guess that just comes with me playing quarterback and me being on TV. But I don't try to live in the spotlight. I don't try to use the spotlight as an excuse.
James, coming back to the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, do you expect people to maybe pick apart your game a little bit more like they did with Johnny last year after he came back? And is that a different kind of deal than the off-field spotlight? Is that kind of spotlight?
Well, with all that stuff, that's on me, because I'm trying to better myself. You know, when people make comments or try to be critical of my game, I try to get better. I use that as constructive criticism, because ain't nobody going to be more critical to my game than my head coach, Jimbo Fisher, because he's going to prepare me to be in the best situations. He's going to have me doing everything I need to do to become his prototypical quarterback, and all of his quarterbacks have been good.
Anything about having
I'm definitely enjoying this. You know, it gives me a chance to express my feelings. It gives a chance for people to see who I really am. And I got my dogs in here with me, so ain't nothing about to happen. You know. One thing I have been working on this summer is my hips. But me and Coach Fisher are doing a lot of things to work with my progressions in the game and just getting better and better and getting more on top of film study and just the way our offense works.
What are some of the things you mentioned? You've been watching a lot of film during the offseason. What are some of the things that you've been really focusing on and what you're looking at? What specifically are you trying to pay attention to?
Well, I make a lot of throws off balance. I make a lot of throws where I just use my arm. So I'm trying to use my hips. And from the reach perspective with the concepts, I have to start checking it down to my backs a lot more. So when I watch film, I don't really look at myself. I'm more into reading defenses and seeing how I can just physically pick them apart. But with Coach Fisher, the feedback that I get from Coach Fisher and the feedback I get from my great quarterback coach, Coach Sanders, is just been up to here. I mean, because I know they can always put me in the right situation. They always going to tell me what I need to know.
And Elton Thompson, before the national title game, had said that you hadn't struggled against anything all year, but the one thing that you had maybe less success against than anything else have been some man-free looks, sort of vanilla stuff, actually. In what way, you know, I don't know if that's something that you guys have discussed or how you might be looking at improving on some of those things. Like you said, it wasn't really a weakness, but it was just a notch below some of what you've done against some other coverages.
Well,
how are you looking at some of that?
Well, for man free to be my weakness when I had KB and Rashad and Kenny Shaw out there, I can't really say anything on that, because I dare someone to play man against us.
James, after the championship game, Coach Fisher said that was maybe your best game because you struggled early come on at the end. And going back to that game, did you figure out why you struggled early and maybe what caused you to turn around?
Yeah, what I just was saying, I wasn't finding my backs. in the first quarter. It was a big game, so I was trying to make big plays, you know. And that's one thing that Coach Fisher, you can't be bigger than the game. You know, I love the big stage opportunity. So I'm doing everything I can to make those big plays. But as a quarterback, you have to be able to just nickel and dime it down the field and put the ball in your receivers and your running backs' hands and just lead them, game manage, lead them to the victory. And that's what we did.
James, any motivation or any expectations to maybe be the first two-time Heisman Trophy winner since Rex Kirkland?
I really don't focus on that. You know, I focus on our team development, and I want to be a two-time national championship quarterback, definitely, because that involves us. You know, at the top, it's just us.
When was the last time you were nervous?
I get butterflies before every game, but nervousness, that's cowardly to me. I don't like being nervous at all. And I know people got different definitions of nervousness, but my definition of nervousness is being scared. And I know in this conference or any I don't think any player is scared, you know. But butterflies, I get them every game, man.
Did you have to get over being scared at any point when you were younger?
Never been scared.
Never.
I'm not scared. I don't fear anything but God.
Janus, what do you think? Where do you think your personality, that, you know, strong personality and also, you know, fun loving guy? Obviously, talking to Coach Fisher, he's always one of the most pleasurable guys to talk to here. What's kind of a two-part? Where's your personality come from, and what's it like playing for him?
Well, it's a blessing to just be a carefree, loving person. So, and it just comes from my parents raising me right, you know, and being around what I grew up around. Like, you really couldn't be in your feelings all the time. You couldn't be uptight at them because people would try to hurt your feelings. And that's why I get my smile, my relax. I'm always relaxed because you can't get too sensitive about things. And Coach Fisher, he's an amazing coach. And just to add to that, like, just he gets so much respect from us as players just because of what he's going through on a daily basis. Well, PJ definitely has stepped up because he's accepted his role as being one of the elite guys on this team. And at Florida State, we don't discriminate with no age either. Jalen Ramsey has made a big step as being a vocal leader and showing even the freshmen the way to go, you know, because he's been on that field, he's been battling. And Terrence Smith on the defensive side of the ball, he's having a great summer, and he's been more vocal. And that's one thing that we're missing in guys like Telvin and sometimes Timmy. Telvin was the loudest, most motivated person on that field. And sometimes you're not going to have guys like that every time. But you can find leaders are different. You know, you can have guys, as long as you're influencing guys the right way and doing what you're supposed to do, good. I expect the same thing from that he did last year. Lead our team in receptions and yardage. I mean, he's just such a great, he's a great person to me, and he's a great wide receiver. Rashad was the very first person to accept me for who I was. The silly, the goofiness, the playing around all the time. He accepted me. He told me, like, hey man, he's like, I got your back, no matter what. And he's been a true brother figure, like a true brother. Not as besides the brotherhood and everything, he's been a true brother to me.
Why is he so good?
Because he's blessed, obviously. He's the man on that field.
You're very active on Twitter. Young guys, high school kids who are getting on Twitter now, kind of using that for football, recruiting, all that kind of stuff. What's the advice for young guys, the do's and don'ts, if you do this, don't do that, on social media?
Well, one thing on social media, you can't hurt yourself. You know, it's always one thing I learned. You always got to be motivative. Say good things. I mean, if you think about a tweet, don't post it. You know, just feel free and just do the right thing. Especially young guys. Young guys, they post everything now. Like, I'm not very active with the Instagram and stuff, but I'm starting to enhance my social media life.
You said earlier, James,
huh?
You said earlier, you know, life hasn't really changed. Can you really walk around Tallahassee?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I can. Okay, I walk around campus every day. You know, people say, hey, they speak. But that's how it is in Tallahassee. I mean, such great people. You know, I take a lot of pictures sometimes. Sometimes I can't be taking too many pictures. But, everyone is true to itself, and they respect your space, man. We got such good people in Tallahassee, especially our class, our student body. They respect everything you do, and they focus on making someone of their own life, you know?
Jameis, everywhere you go, obviously, when someone reaches a caliber of yours or Johnny's or Cam's, all the pictures, autographs, everything that comes with it, what's your attitude towards that? Do you like taking pictures of people signing autographs? I mean,
man, I love my fans, you know? And fans are one thing that can motivate you to be even better. You know, I use fans as a term of motivation. And when I see those kids wearing my jersey and asking me to sign their balls, their footballs, I get a kick out of that, you know, because when I was growing up, I didn't have that person. I couldn't go to a football game and ask someone to sign an autograph for me, you know? Hey, Terrell is a great guy, and that's how I know he'll have a lot of success playing quarterback. And he had a good performance against us. I mean, our defense was the best defense in the country, and I think that was one of his first starts, actually. Well, first or third. And I just want success for everyone in this league, because the ACC has been so good to us, you know, us as student athletes. I want all our teams to, you know, overcome that we have a weak conference or something like that. I want everybody to shine, you know. But I'm pulling for Florida State if we play against anybody.
You mentioned in a statement that you had a moment before in your job. How specifically now in your daily life do you avoid those kind of
calls? I've fixed that, you know. I've matured and I understand what it really takes to be a leader, you know. And when you're out there and, like, everyone's saying the spotlight is on you, you have to be very careful with everything that you do. And I feel like that I'm doing a better job with that.
Jameis, what were you thinking of, you know, the Publix incident? What would you tell people who don't know you that well and ask you what happened specifically, you know, what came over you?
Well, I don't go into detail, but I did fix it, and I've learned from my mistakes. And like I always say, the leadership that I've gained and from my mistakes, my past mistakes, I've got better.
Anything without going into that incident, from that specific incident, I mean, what you've learned?
I've learned what it really takes to be a leader. You know, and everyone's always going to be watching you,
right?
And you have to do the right things.
Do you understand why people might be hesitant to believe you, or not really?
Well, I definitely understand that because of the perspective, but I know the type of person that I am, and I know that I have support from my teammates, and I know that I was raised by a great family, so that's the least of my worries, what people think. I actually was talking to Charlie the other day, and they actually had a father-son trip at Florida State the past day, and he took his son to the indoor facility, and I asked him, I said, why you ain't throwing no routes to him? And he was like, that's a good idea. And I was like, well, you made that for us. Like, come on, man, you gotta at least give back, throw some balls in our practice facility.
You don't have to back and forth, like, on the phone, text, that kind of stuff. I mean, I know you did for the season, but even off-season.
Yeah. Definitely. Like, he invited me to work at his camp. That was a privilege for me. I mean, Charlie Wood offered me to work at his camp. So that was very fun for me.
He has.
And that's one thing that Charlie has helped me about. He always tells me, be myself and also just do the right thing. Because he genuinely knows that I'm a good person. But it's times when you make mistakes, but you can't change yourself, you know.
When did you say you had gotten to know him a little bit better? Was that since last season or when he first arrived at Kansas?
During the season. Okay. During the season, he always was a mentor to EJ as well.
Right.
And Charlie always has good relationships with the quarterbacks at Florida State.
Jameis, I know UM is your nemesis. You got FSU UM. How disappointed were you that Duke hurt himself during that game? How much are you looking forward to playing UM again with him healthy?
Well, Duke is such a great player, and luckily I don't get to face him. That's PJ's job to stop him. But that was a great game. It was a great atmosphere. I think we broke a record for the most fans we had in that game. So I look forward to going to Miami and playing them this year. But Miami isn't really one of my rivalries because I don't know many players from that team, but as a Seminole, you know, you got to go out there and battle, and you got to beat the Hurricanes, you got to beat the Gators.
James, piggybacking on that was your first time getting to play Miami in the rivalry game. What kind of atmosphere do you think that could be if that was the conference championship game here in Charlotte?
I think it would be an electric atmosphere. You know, the fans would definitely be into it, and that's something that I'm pretty sure Miami fans and Florida State fans would like to see. But we have so many great teams in this conference. You know, it's hard for both of us to get out.
Not wearing your championship ring?
I'm not. I let PJ do it because, you know, we got the same watch. We got the same shirt on, same pants, and same shoes. You know, it's real brotherhood around here.
So,
the chain, I left it in my bag. I didn't want to be too flashy to show y'all my goal today. Well, with baseball, they have so many leagues that develop them into being that player that they want with minor leagues. Like, you just know, it's not that many Bryce Harpers in this world that just can just play, go from 17 and go to the leagues. And football is very, it's a team-oriented sport. You know, you got to have a great quarterback. And if you got a good quarterback, you got to have a great offensive line. And if you got a good offensive line, you got to have a great running game. And if you got a good running game, you got to have a good passing game. Like, this game is so strategic. So I respect that we can't just leap into the NFL. Actually, at the Manning Academy, a kid asked us, and he was like, the question was, why college? Like, why don't y'all just go straight to the NFL? And we just laugh, but because we know that before you go up there, you have to be truly ready. With baseball, is more individual based, so you can prepare yourself in different ways that you can't really prepare yourself in football, because everyone sees 95. You see 95 all the time now. Football, you're not going to see Jadeveon Clowney rushing on the end in high school, unless you're from South Carolina, maybe. Well, one thing about college is we're blessed to get a free education, and that's the most important thing that I think is that college gives you, that the NCAA get, that they're giving us a free education. And with money being involved, my job as a Florida State Seminole is to be a good student first, and then the athlete second. So that scholarship that we get every year, that's enough money for me, because my love is for the game. And I know one day, hopefully God willing, that I will have the opportunity to have football as being my job and baseball being my job.
How much of guys on your team talked about the unionization stuff at Northwestern?
Well, we haven't really focused on that. It's all about getting ready for this season and preparing ourselves to win another national championship.
Do guys have opinions, though, about the unionization?
We never really focused on it. We just focused on winning another national championship.
James, when you say football and baseball do a good job, you mean you want to do that professionally?
I do. I really do. That's something that I've put my mind to. And if one day comes that I have to make a decision, I know it'd be the right decision. Because I was talking to a kid the other day that played football and baseball. And I asked him, I said, what's your favorite sport? He said, football, no doubt. I said, so you don't like baseball? He said, yeah, I love baseball. I'm actually better at baseball than I am in football. I was like, well, why don't you say both? I said, because if you stop playing one, you're going to be better than the next person in the same sport. So if I have to make that decision to just play one sport, I know that I'm going to have more time to work on my craft and more time to build myself into being a great player. Man, I was excited to meet everybody. You know, we were just enjoying the moment, man. There's superstars everywhere, tall basketball players looking up to beautiful women, beautiful weather, and just a great event.
James, when you talk about trying to play both sports professionally, who do you have more dialogue with, Jimbo or baseball coach?
I have more of a relationship with Coach Fisher because I do say that I spend most of my time over with football. But Coach Mike Martin is one of the greatest men I ever met in my life. And Coach and Junior, he's even greater. You know, and him and Coach Fisher have a great bond. And that allows me to actually be comfortable being in both the clubhouse and the locker room, just enjoying myself all around. You know what? I don't know what my Heisman Trophy is now because I think my dad takes it to restaurants and all that stuff. He's always I would not put it past him. My dad has my trophy somewhere new every day. For our trophy that I keep. Well, growing up, I was a big-time Ken Griffey fan. Ken Griffey Jr. was my man. I loved him. I loved him and A-Rod and Jeter. Now I love Adam Jones. I'm starting to become a big fan of Puig. Mike Trout is the man. You know, we got so many, like, electric players in baseball now. But football, I want to be like a Peyton Manning. And quarterback wise, because he's the man, you know, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in this world, and Cam Newton. You know, I really enjoy watching Cam play because I can see myself being like Cam, closer than to Peyton Manning, you know, because he's just started and he's developing himself and he's doing a great job. I like seeing his grind, man. You know, I love seeing his grind. I haven't really talked to Deion about playing both sports, but he did a good job at it. He did a real good job at it, and I do dream of definitely playing a Super Bowl. I'm not playing a football game and driving to a World Series, like not flying to a World Series. That's definitely one of my dreams. And I talked to Bo Jackson. You know, we've had a couple conversations, and by us being from the same exact city, we have a bond that I gotta hold myself up to, because he did it. You know, we from the same city, and I'm trying to do it too.
What would be a bigger accomplishment, All-Star game or Pro
Bowl?
Both.
Trying to do both. Bo did it. Bo knows. I did.
You think you can?
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm probably the most competitive person in this room. If you want to go play me in hopscotch, I'm down with it, and I'm going to try to beat you. Tetherball, four square. Who want to play four square? Anybody? Tetherball? All right. No takers?
You had referenced earlier the difficulty going to the pros because, you know, obviously it being a team game, all the strategy involved. And one of the things that you hear a lot from guys that make it, you know, that move up a level is how over time experience slows the game down.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, even if you lose a step sort of late in the career, these guys, they're reacting fast.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last thing? Now, last year, you kind of it came out guns blazing right away. So it's kind of difficult to see, you know, what growth you had, because, you know, it's kind of hard to improve on what you did early in the year. But did you feel that at all during last year? Did you feel like things were slowing down as the year came along? And you feel like that's continuing now?
That's one thing I was talking about with and Coach Fisher always stays on it, getting better as the season goes on. And that's how you win games. Like, if you look toward the season, we really start blowing people out toward the end of the season. We went and played against Florida in Gainesville, where they had one of the top defenses in the country then. And we put up a lot of numbers against them. And our offense just started clicking, you know. And with a coach like Coach Fisher, I always stand on you, saying, like, get your work, and then focus on football. I mean, it comes easy, especially around that Christmas time when you don't got no school. That's the main goal is to be free during bowl week. You know, when you don't got no school, you just enjoying. All you got is football. That's probably the best time. Just like baseball, best time is when school is over. Now you're just playing baseball. It's awesome.
Anything extra from your super regional experience with FSU that you didn't already know after the football season?
Well, I got the opportunity to play my super regional as a freshman, as a true freshman. And obviously, we came up short this year, and that hurts me so bad. So, I don't really want to talk about that. But super regional baseball is really electric. You know, and hopefully next year we can make it to the College World Series and get us a championship for baseball. It's not. I relate both the same, especially like as me being a pitcher. And I believe that you got to have that same mentality as a pitcher that you have as a quarterback. And also as a hitter. I use baseball to help fuel my fury in football. Because as a hitter, you can go over 3-1 game. And you just down on yourself. Next game, you can go 3-for-3 with 2 home runs. In football, you can throw 5 touchdowns. And the next game, you can throw 3 touchdowns and throw 2 picks. But at the end of the day, you got to say, hey, put it away. You got to be ready for the next game. And on the mound, it's that relentless that you got, that relentless mentality that you got to have on the mound, because it's you versus that batter. And being a pitcher is great. I just have that fearless mentality because I don't want him to beat me. And that's how, like, Florida State, we're that pitcher because we don't want that other team to beat us. Me and Stark meant so much to me because I probably had the hardest time, you know, getting on Stork's good side than anybody else, because he's such a quiet guy, but he's such a fun guy, and he's one of those, he's really serious, and he don't play no playing, and by me being goofy and silly, he'll look at me like this, and he'll say, "Jameis, come on," and I'll snap back into it, because my ADD will get out of it, and he'll start teaching me, but the Boston College game is really one game that me and Stork just bonded, and from that game, he told me he loved me in that game. We came back with the Boston College comeback, and he said, "Jameis, I'd rather have you as my quarterback than anybody else I've ever played with." He said, "Jameis, I love you, man." He said, "You compete, you fight, and you know when to turn that switch on and off." He said, "You can be silly." He said, "I never met a guy that can be silly and play so much, and at the end of the day, be more prepared than anyone else." So that helped me. Stork actually helped me as a quarterback, because you know, sometimes you gotta turn the switch off. Sometimes you gotta be goofing, and sometimes you gotta be serious. Like when Stork say, "Jameis, snap out of it," I gotta be locked in, you know, because that's what people are looking at. Tom Brady should love him. Stork has a sweaty bosom, so he sweats a lot. But and that's a blessing for Stork too. You know, leaving a national championship team and playing for one of the winningest quarterbacks, you know, that's still playing right now, that's a blessing.
So I'm told you have to change your pants at halftime?
Stork changes his pants every 3 series, I guarantee you. Stork is always sweating, but I don't complain, because he's swimming, because he really sweats blood and tears out there. Stork is the only, well, not the only office line, but he's always bleeding somewhere on his knuckles. But something like, "Stork, you got gloves on. How are you bleeding up under your knuckles, buddy? Why, are you punching guys? Like, what are you doing?" And he works so hard. And that's how I know that Tom will love him. And that's how I know that hopefully he has a great career in the NFL.
Think Austin's ready to come out and
definitely. Austin, he's more of the laid-back type, you know. And he's a very fun-loving guy. And he's been in the ring. We Maryland game, Stark got hurt. We threw Austin in there. Hey, didn't miss a beat. You know, the thing that Coach Trickett does with our offensive line is it's genius in him. Like, he prepares them so well, and he has them so, like, dialed in. It's like, you know, Coach Trickett is a military veteran. And that's how my offensive line is. Like, our offensive line are, they're military-based, they're the hardest working team, like specific group that we got out there. And that's all for Coach Tricky.
When did it realize it's like was really good?
He hit me the game. I'm not even sure he played, but I lost the time.
I don't think he heard you. He ain't hearing you.
He was stuck with us.
My fault. Herman Lane has been doing a good job. Travis Rudolph is really good. And not just the freshmen. We got sophomores with Isaiah, Bobo Wilson, Kermit. He's so electric. Kermit is, he's a game changer, right?
Right.
Kermit is electric. And that's all our guys are. That's why we recruit them at Florida State. You know, and I definitely love my young guys because they're more apt to listen than the older guys were. And sometimes last year, Rashad would be telling me, Jameis, you know I'm open on this play. But the young guys, they kind of be scared to do that now. But they eventually they're going to start doing it because I love my Rob Seas team when they open. That means touchdowns.
Do you think the teams will look at you any different this year now that you're going to win the national championship last year, whether or not you
the teams?
The teams that you play against, regardless of whether you want to say you're defending the national championship, do you think that they'll be a little bit different when they play against you?
Yeah, because all of them are going to be trying to beat us. They're going to play their best game when they play Florida State, no doubt. If we played a high school team that was 0-12, their best game would be playing against Florida State. Because people look at us as the big guy. Like, that's why teams love to play Alabama. Teams love to play teams out of SEC. You know, upsets are very, you know, likely in NCAA. Because it's one game that you got to prepare. Like, there's some teams that just prepare for one game a season. And if they win that game, they're set. But at Florida State, our mentality is not to... Not to let a team beat us at all.
You mentioned listening to four big games. What's in mind about?
Oh, my first track before I go out there is Mind of a Maniac by Lil Boosie. And you know, I always listen to Stay Scheming by Drake. That's an old track, but I'm always scheming somewhat, you know.
In recent years, ACC probably knows more basketball than football.
Since last year, I mean, we got a national championship. That's so fun about this conference. You know, that's why when I came in, I said, how does it feel? Like, y'all should be happy. How does it feel that ACC has, we have the title, you know, and we're trying to keep that title, and we don't want them to go nowhere.
Is there another? Yeah. Chris Davis, you
know,
the other night after the
SBs,
did you have any reaction?
Definitely. I got confidence in our squad. Look at Clemson in the Orange Bowl. People say that Ohio State was the best team last year. Clemson went out there, proved a point. Hey, they got their win. You know, we had 11 teams last year with winning records. That's amazing. You know, not every conference has that.
As far as motivation or anything like that. What going back to the college stuff again? What pro offenses? I know Jimbo had you watch a lot of pro offenses.
Yeah.
What does he have you watch it in terms of pro offenses to look at different looks and things like that? Are there any defenses that you've been spending extra time with this year?
Well, me personally, I love watching the Packers because I admire Aaron Rodgers' game and I admire everything that he does. And recent last year, Peyton Manning, because they had that no huddle pace, and that's one thing we were trying to, you know, do last year at Florida State, try to create a no huddle pace, not specifically the super fast 8 seconds like Oregon does, but we're trying to speed up the tempo, get everything moving, and make defenses uncomfortable.
Some people thought that your wind-up, your delivery was a little bit long. Jenner, right? You thought your wind-up, your delivery was a little bit long with the ball taking it down here. Do you have any problem with your delivery? Think you're good there?
Yeah, I take constructive criticism. This year, I have been improving myself on that. And Coach Fisher gets on me like that, about that all the time. But Another thing he also teaches me is anticipating routes. And when you're able to anticipate routes, you can have the longest delivery that you want. You know, and it's a lot of pro style quarterbacks that hold the ball down low. And, you know, and it's basically simulating, you know, a long delivery. But this year I will be holding the ball up higher to not be so elongated. But most times I'm long is when the ball gets low. And that's one thing Coach Fisher always, James, keep the ball up, keep the ball up. Because it probably comes from pitching, you know. But I'm always down for constructive criticism. I'm always down to get better. I'm never going to take some criticism and say, I had a good season last year. It didn't seem to bother me much. I'm always looking to get better. So anything that someone proposes to me, if my coaches now, if one of you guys said, Jameis, your 3-step drop looks like, you know, Huckleberry Finn's, I'd be like, okay, guys. But Coach Fisher's always on me, and Coach Sanders, man. I mean, Coach Sanders worked with Peyton Manning. You know, he stays on me. Coach Sanders, he won the first BCS championship with T. Martin at Tennessee. So he definitely has the brains and the intelligence of developing quarterbacks. And I call Coach Fisher the quarterback guru, you know. So I know he's going to get me straight.
James, you guys open up the season against OK State. Do you guys kind of like that, to be thrown into a big game to start off the season?
Well, one thing I've been loving about these past 2 years, we playing in NFL stadiums, baby. And we're going to be in Jerry World, live and local, against Oklahoma State. And that game is going to be electric, you know. So we're looking forward to that. And that's one thing I always talk about with big games, man. Like Florida State, we love the big games. We want to be on TV. We want to be in Jerry World, you know, with millions of people watching us. You know, that's fun. That's what makes football the sport, you know.
So you talk about how much you like the big games. Then you must really love the college football playoff, because that kind of just gives you one more big game than you used to have.
That's exactly what I was saying. We actually plan a game to get to the show. Like, I'm pretty sure some team just be satisfied with making it to the playoffs, but not at Florida State. We're going to be satisfied with getting to the show, baby.
The Pasadena live up to the hype, obviously winning the game, but everything else. The Pasadena live up to the hype, obviously winning the game was great, but everything else, those atmospheres.
Yeah, I mean, I love playing in the Rose Bowl. I remember before we played in the Rose Bowl, I was watching NFL Network, the Bills versus the Giants, and I did not know they played in the Rose Bowl. So it has a lot of history behind it, and that was a big stage for us. And it was probably one of the best fields I ever played on in my life. Like, I love that field. And hopefully we'll get to it again this year, but we'll be back in Dallas, though.
Right.
After it.
Hey guys, two more questions.
Jameis, you guys win the last BCS national championship. If you guys were able to win the first college football playoff national championship, what does that mean for not only you but FSU as a whole?
I mean, for all the support that we get from the Cinema Tribe and from our fans, that would be great to be the first, you know, college football playoff champion. Because all these memories that we're getting right now, we're going to sit back, and I don't want to have no woulda, coulda, shoulda memories. I want to have those memories like, hey, man, we won the national championship 1 year, the last BCS, and we won the first college playoff one. You know, I love those memories. Boosie sang that song, too. You know, my memories.
You said earlier about fans have been supportive, teams have been supportive. You had a lot of support around you with everything that was going on. Did you ever fans say being critical of you, like if they ran into you in Tallahassee? Did you ever get letters being critical of you, you know, do this better, do that, not just on the field?
Well,
but
I've had so much criticism the past year, but like I say, I use it as fuel to my fury. You know, and it was more fans that supported me than there were saying negative things, and that's another thing that makes you a better person. Because when I see people criticizing me and having these opinions, first thing I think about is not what they think about me. I think about my family because I know I was raised by a great mother. I know I have an outstanding father. I know I got a 6-year-old brother that looks up to me every day. I know I got a 16-year-old sister that wants her brother to be, you know, the man. So that helps me. And that's why I tell y'all, I understand the spotlight. I understand what it is to be a leader. And I'm bettering myself every single day to hold myself to that standard that everyone views me as, you know, because I'm on the pedestal. You know, other players don't get the privilege of being on that pedestal. Thank y'all.
Thanks, James.